Okay, lastly, I will present the final paper. Price signs to the left of center have more visual activity. We had seen in So eye movement is subconscious but very deliberate. We do not move our eyes at random. When we think about in the retail environment the importance of displays, merchandising effectively, we know that it has a profound effect on sales. 68 of all buying decisions are unplanned, and so it makes in-store displays have a key role in sales. Well-organized displays also have the capacity to increase sales, and signs are an integral part of those displays. And we've heard quite a bit this morning that in order to think about or have consideration of a product for purchase, we need to attend to it. And Davenport and Beck said it best, if you want to know what people are paying attention to, follow what they're looking at. So we've talked about the movement and the stopping, and it is the stopping that enhances our mental cognitive processing, and we measure these with the eye tracker. Now, as my colleagues have talked about, Jennifer talked about studies using eye trackers involving reading, and we still see this in the retail environment because so many goods are packaged. A colleague at Michigan State, Laura Bix, published a study on the prominence of warning labels on prescription drugs. People don't see them. People don't read them. And another study, Sorensen, looked at the prominence of health claims on packaged goods. So a lot of the work has to do with reading, and when it comes into the merchandising field, it's reading packaged goods. We did find one study that explored the influence of package facings and shelf position for packaged goods using the eye tracker. And lastly, I go back to the Messner and Decker study that demonstrated that consumers spend more time viewing product attributes that are important to them. So taking that little bit of literature and some of the work that we had done, we started to think about sign position. And there was one study that Altelay, Boder, and I can't pronounce that last name, came up with called the central gaze effect. And others had found that people tend to look more centrally at a scene rather than peripherally. But the last study indicated that it was those final fixations on the center of the screen that really were directly related to choice. So we had seen in some of the work we did with the glasses that when a sign was centrally located, that it got a lot of visual attention. But if you take a sign of identical size using the same people, we're not getting as much visual attention. So this led us to the hypothesis that signs to the left of center, because our culture reads left to right, would get more visual attention than the signs to the right of center. And that price signs, because this often is an attribute that is more important to some consumers, not all, but this would be more likely to capture more visual attention compared to other types of product information. And as Charlie and Hike talked about, this was from the data set that we collected 2 years ago, so I won't go over those details, and it was the Tobii X1 Light Eye Tracker viewing 32 images, and the task was simply, how likely are you to make a purchase from this display? We did not ask them how important price was to them or how important anything else was to them, simply asked, how likely are you to purchase a product from this display, and they would respond verbally. And as Hike explained, the conjoint design, we had five plant types. I included the perennials and the shrubs in this particular analysis that Lynn did. We had the three price points, and as Hike talked about, and we had the three production methods. Now, for purposes of this analysis, it's important to understand that we put price identification in the center. So central gaze cascade theory would tell us that that might be something that would be looked at kind of as a matter of habit or pattern. So placing signs to the left or to the right of center, we were almost forcing people to notice those signs if, in fact, that had something on them that was important to them. So consistently across all 32 images, plant identification was central. But what we did with the left and the right sign was rotated whether it was price information or product information, and then randomize the order of these in two sets of 16 images. So as Hike showed you, here's the areas of interest on the three signs with the product information in the middle, production information, and price either left or right, and this shows the unadapted image. 327 participants. Lynn used a SAS Proglimics for the analysis, and because we have count-like data and most of the eye-tracking data is skewed to the left because we're dealing with very, very small visual durations, she needed to perform some transformations. And the analysis that I'm going to show you has to do with time to first fixation, which is that measure of what captures visual attention, and then fixation count, which can be an indication of thought, so how many times they looked back at that particular sign. First fixation, time to first fixation is in milliseconds, and fixation count is in terms of a count. So this shows us a comparison of the time to first fixation with signs and price and production method. So the first thing we saw was that whether the sign was positioned left or right made a difference regardless of what was on that sign. That the signs to the left of center had a lower time to first fixation, which meant we saw them faster than signs to the right of center. So then we looked at price signs, and if the price was low, medium, or high, again, whether it was left or right, we saw a difference with a high price having a lower time to first fixation, which meant we saw higher prices faster than we saw lower prices. When we looked at the production methods signs, we saw no difference in how quickly consumers got to that production method sign, regardless of the type of production method. Now, when we placed the signs left and right, we saw a difference in the price sign. And again, the price signs on the left were faster than price signs on the right, and it was interesting that the moderate and the high price got the fastest attention even when it was on the left, and the slowest time to first fixation was the moderate price placed to the right. We also saw a difference in time to first fixation for the type of production when it was placed left and right. And what we see here is that all of the production signs placed to the right had a higher time to first fixation, which meant it took consumers longer to get to them compared to the signs to the left of center. Now let's look at fixation count, which can be a measure of thought, not what captures attention, but what they're thinking about. And here we saw a difference in fixation count comparing all of the signs left with all of the signs right. All of the signs to the left received more fixation counts, so they were thought about slightly longer than the fixation count or the signs to the right. When we look at price, low, medium, and high, we saw something that's very interesting with the moderate prices receiving a higher fixation count as opposed to low prices or higher prices. There was also a difference in production method in terms of fixation count, with the energy saving having the fewest amount of fixations, and the others were similar or slightly higher to that. When we looked at whether the price sign was placed left or right, we didn't see a difference in terms of fixation count, which meant that they probably thought about those equally, and that was also true in terms of fixation count for production slides placed left and right. So we did find evidence to support our first hypothesis that signs to the left of center did get more visual attention than signs to the right of center. And this was supported with a lower time to first fixation and higher fixation count. It was interesting that we got partial support for our second hypothesis. It was supported with a lower time to first fixation for moderate and higher prices. Those were seen very quickly. However, the moderate prices and most of the production practices had a very similar fixation count. So our conclusions are that high prices command visual attention more so than moderate or lower prices, especially when that price sign is positioned to the left of center. Production method signs were seen equally fast on the left and the right, but were seen faster on the left. Our culture reads left to right, so some of this is embedded in how the process of reading occurs. What would be interesting would be to try this with people who have who read right to left. However, for the industry, our main conclusion is that we don't want to draw attention to the price. And so we would suggest, particularly if it's a higher priced product, that that price sign be positioned somewhere to the right of center so that it is not in that visual path of reading. And with that, I'll see if you have any questions, either for me or for the other speakers. Thank you. Yes. Hike did the impulse.
Right. Do you think that they have in mind when they, the thing about the pricing is kind of interesting to me. Sometimes I think they'll come through a garden center and they'll have a price point in mind, and as soon as they see that price point is not within what they were already planning, they pass by it. So I don't know if that would have affected how long they fixated or not.
I think it does.
Okay. It does, yes. So we can, look at it explicitly by just using fixation data rather than what I did, which was total visit duration. Mm-hmm. Actually, different type of data, so you have to reorganize your hypothesis. So, but yeah, there is, you can mine this data. So, I'm sort of giving an idea for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Other questions or comments? Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There's tremendous potential with this technology.
Yeah.
No, we haven't. I'm reveling in the retail arena, so I'm having a wonderful time right where I am, and we're swimming in data and papers, but absolutely, and that was part of the reason for doing this workshop, is to introduce the technology, because I think it has great potential in a lot of different dimensions of horticulture.
Mm-hmm. They show them beautiful images. The plant images are not remembered, like compared to animal images or other images. So it would be interesting to have them side by side.
Yep, the team is getting a lot of great experience, so feel free to contact any of us if you want to learn a little bit more. That was, again, part of the reason for doing this workshop, was to expose this.
Yes.
Great, thanks. Any other questions or comments? Well, thank you all, both the presenters and the participants, for coming this morning, and I hope you enjoy the remainder of the conference. Thanks again.